This is KURA News. I'm Rick Holter. Tomorrow's municipal elections feature bruising mayoral races, tight city council tilts, and tough school board tussles. For this week's Friday Conversation, we'll sort through it all with a pair of North Texas election experts, Bud Kennedy of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram and Gromer Jeffers of the Dallas Morning News. Bud, Gromer, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
It's great to be here.
Thank you.
Gromer, let's start at Dallas City Hall and the mayor's race. There's been some smoke between Mike Rawlings and Marcus Ronquillo, but the thing that hangs over all the city races is the Trinity Tollway.
It's playing out in a couple of ways. The mayor's race, Marcus Ronquillo, the challenger, has made opposition to the Trinity Parkway, the Trinity Toll Road, his number one issue. Mm-hmm. It's the backbone of his campaign. But when you look at it, he's not really getting the traction he needs to beat Rawlings, a popular incumbent.
But it's different in the council races.
It's different in the council races because that's where you have folks who are pushing this anti-toll agenda. They feel like if they can get a couple of people elected to the council or more, then maybe that's where you can move that issue in the direction they want it to go, as opposed to trying to knock off an incumbent mayor, which in Dallas is always difficult.
But Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price is unopposed. There's a pretty hot mayor's race in Arlington.
Well, you know, Arlington's the third largest city in North Texas. And, you know, they have this real 50-50 mayor's race. They have Bob Cluck, who's been there a long time. Cluck brought the Cowboys to Arlington. He originally had signaled he might not be running for another term. And so a lot of the community, business groups, former mayors all coalesced behind Jeff Williams, who is like the mayor in waiting. Well, Jeff puts together this big campaign. And then Mayor Cluck decides that he's feeling pretty good after all, and his hip surgery came out okay, and he decides he'd like to stay. So now you have people who are loyal to Mayor Cluck, and then you have people who are ready to move on and feel like he's just been mayor too long.
It's been interesting to watch how several candidates in Tarrant County are using Dallas as if it were a dirty word. I got a mailer with the headline, "Don't let a Dallas businessman take control of Tarrant's water board."
Right. There is this whole Dallas water pipeline that's at stake in the Tarrant Water District race. There is a $2 billion water pipeline project to bring water from Lake Palestine. Mm-hmm. And it is water that will be for Dallas and Fort Worth, but it is more important to Dallas. But the Tarrant Regional Water District is doing the construction and maintenance of the project. This is this 8-foot wide pipeline, the size of a tractor trailer rig. And so the campaign is, don't let a Dallas man control Fort Worth's water. What it's really all about is whether there will be a regional approach to bringing water to North Texas, or whether Fort Worth should go off on its own and pull out of the pipeline.
Now, there are crucial school board races in both Fort Worth and Dallas, but Fort Worth has no superintendent. The first choice ended up back in Santa Fe. How's that affecting tomorrow's school board races?
In general, this is an election with a real anti-incumbent sentiment. You have three school board incumbents who already can't get a superintendent hired, and now they have to run for re-election. Yeah, I think that a couple of them have pretty tough challenges, and one of them may be forced into a runoff.
Now, Gromer, there's a different vibe in Dallas County. The Dallas superintendent, Mike Miles, survived a school board vote to oust him last week. Could this election actually strengthen his hand?
I don't think so, because the incumbents who have questions about Miles probably will be returning and remain on the board. Miles's problems is with the existing board, and his support has been eroding for quite some time. Even though he survived a vote recently, the trustees have agreed to pursue some sort of succession plan, or at least look at life after Mike Miles.
We did a story this week about turnout so far, and in Tarrant County, turnout has been pretty strong. In Dallas, not so much. What do you attribute that to?
In Tarrant County, you have the water board race is a $500,000 race. You have both parties who have sides in that race and candidates they're pushing, and you have Tea Party groups active. It's been an extremely high turnout, and as a result, these races are unpredictable. There are a lot of people voting who have no history of voting in local elections. We don't know who they'll elect.
But I just hit on a couple of things that's not existed in Dallas County. One, it's not a lot of money in the races. The mayoral race is not all that contested, and we don't have a Tea Party presence, so not a whole lot of activist voters mm-hmm. out there pushing people to the polls.
The Arlington election is also driven by a proposition about red lights, whether to keep or drop red light cameras. That's bringing out a lot of people who don't know any of the names on the ballot.
There are no juicy issues like that in Dallas County. So that's why we're going to have a 5, 6, 7, 8% turnout, which is pretty poor.
Well, we'll be watching tomorrow night. Gromer Jeffers, political reporter from the Dallas Morning News, Bud Kennedy, columnist for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.